I want to talk about where we go from here. You know, we've got about another 40 minutes together potentially, but we're not going to spend that much time. But does everybody remember, which seems like yesterday, but it was day before yesterday, remember the sofa exercise that we did? Who remembers the sofa? Really? Wow. How much alcohol have you consumed since Tuesday morning? It sounds like a hell of a lot. But what I want you to do is I want you to get out two things. I want you to get that sofa exercise out, okay? You have it at home. You have it here. I want you to get the sofa exercise out. And I want you to get your one-pager, either in physical or document format. I want you to get that one-pager that I said, hey, when you find a key takeaway, I want you to write this down. If it's an action item, if it's a connection, if it's an individual, if it's something you need to do, if it's something you need to stop doing, you've got those two things right there, okay? Now, remember the sofa exercise, we said, hey, what's my need and what is it that I want? And I think most of us can agree that we wrote down that we have a need, right? I need more sales. I need to improve my operations. I need better finances. I need to improve my attitude. If you're all set on those, then you have some sort of want. Now, how many of you wrote down a need and it's already been met? Okay. How many of you wrote down a need that you already know how to get that? Okay. How many of you have a want that you already have accomplished? How many of you have a want that you know how to accomplish? All right, so we have most of the room that has gotten that, and that's the very reason for that exercise, okay? But what I want you to do is to keep this first and foremost in front of you. Those of you who have completed your need, cross that out and go to the next need. If there's no need, then go to the want. Those of you who have wants, the same system applies. Cross it out and go. And you can repeat this exercise over and over and over again. But I want you to get to the place where it's a want, okay? I don't need more sales, but I sure would like to triple my sales, right? I don't need to improve my operations. They're pretty solid, but I want to make it the best well-oiled machine possible. Now, that other sheet of paper that I ask you to keep up with is that one pager, right? What are the action items? And I want you to take 2 minutes by yourself, being quiet, which means don't talk amongst other people. This is for you. I want you to look at that list, okay? I want you to look at that list, and I want you to put a check mark by no more than 3 of the most important things that you think is on that list. Only 3. If you have 2 or you have 1, that's fine, but no more than 3. Take 2 minutes. If we can put 2 minutes on the screen, please. And I want you to look at all the things and say, which one of these is going to move the needle in my business? Which one of these is going to make my life better? 2 minutes. All right, Everybody done that exercise? Okay. Now, 15 seconds. We don't have to put anything on there. Circle the one that's of those three up to three. That's the most important thing. Circle it. Everybody got it? Okay. So Monday morning, I want you right now, not Monday afternoon, not Monday night, but right now, I want you to go on your calendar and I want you to block off an hour or however long that you think it's going to take you to think through this. No more probably than an hour, but I want you to block that time off right now in your calendar so that nobody can get on it, right? If you say, oh, I got an 8 o'clock meeting, well, get your ass up at 6 and do it at 7. Because this is important stuff. Schedule it right now on your calendar. Put it on your calendar. Don't look at me. Look at your freaking calendar. It's not that hard. It's got boxes, time slots. All right, if you'll look up when you get done, hopefully nobody's checking their text messages, Facebook, and all that stuff. I know it's kind of a risk to ask you to do that because squirrel. I have to kind of sit down now. My feet feel like they have their own heartbeat in them these days as I sit on my butt most of the day. All right, that is holy time. That is time that you should not let anybody else, your team, if you have them, I know that a lot of you, we already acknowledge the moms in the room. Little ones come in there, right? Just do like Justin and lock them out or whatever the case may be, if you can. But make that time sacred because this is something that's going to move your business to the next level. This is going to help you to level up, right? If you were sick and you had a doctor's appointment, you would do everything in your power to be there because it relates to your health. This relates to your mental health. This relates to your financial health. This relates to your business health. And you should guard it like a doctor's appointment. You wouldn't be late for a doctor's appointment. You wouldn't skip out on a doctor's appointment. You would show up there and give the doctor the respect that she or he deserved, right? You need to do that with your own self. All right? This is you. This is your time. That's the one thing. When you get done with that, when you have it on the road to recovery, then you move on to that next thing. You can have up to 2 checks. And you do this continually. This is not something that you can just do here or should do here at BKX. This is something that you should do continually in your life. Set aside time for the most important things and set it aside first. Don't wait till all your other time is out and now you say, I don't have time. Bullshit. You do have time. You absolutely have time. You just have to make it a priority. Well, I won't be able to get, yep, probably not. And that's exactly what the point is. So, that's what you need to do. Now, as we close out, I hope it's been worth your time. I hope that we've over-delivered. But I know that this is our first year event. I know that we can do things better. So I have a favor to ask from you. There is a link, it's called bkxfeedback.com, bkxfeedback.com. This is a short survey, it'll take you about a minute, unless you really want to trash this because there's an open-ended question and it'll probably take the venom a little bit of more time to come out, but I don't think that that's the case, I pray it's not. But I know that we can do some things better because 2022 we want to make this experience even better than it was this year. I know it's hard to imagine. But we can. So if you would, please, over the next day or so, while it's still fresh on your mind, go to bkxfeedback.com. Just let us know. We're going to look at those. I can take it. I'm a big boy. I can take the wounds because I want to make next year even better for us, right? Which brings me to one of my final points is that, hey, BKX 2022, will be open until tonight. Okay, the tickets at half price. Then we'll close that out about the time that I go to bed. I think we're about up to 170-something people, which is amazing. Who's ready to come already to BKX 2022? Yeah, I am. I also want to give a big shout-out again to our sponsors that were here. Weren't they great? And they were wonderful. Yep. BKX 2022, we're going to do some really cool stuff. This was just the beginning. We fought an uphill battle to get everybody here. You fought an uphill battle to get here, right? And it's going to be even better. But the one thing that I just want to warn you, don't go home and live your life, live your business as you did before you came in here, okay? If that were what you were to do, then I'm a loss for words because... That's the worst thing that could happen, right? Is that you take in information and you have no implementation. I would have rather you taken one piece of information from my very first talk, left this facility, left this city, left this state, and gone and implemented it to hear everything and do nothing with it. And that's why I've asked you to do this action item to set first things first. So, one thing I do want to say is that I know that some of you are not DBA members. You should definitely take a look at that. We're going to be doing some cool stuff, and I want to take 2 minutes to explain that. You know, we started, we started the DBA right before the pandemic, November of 2019. And, you know, everything kind of turned upside down. I also, this was great, also rented a office in Atlanta, because we're going to fill our team with that office in January of 2020. That was great, and I still write the check for that every single month. No bitterness here. So the DBA, and obviously we want to make the DBA the equivalent of what the AICPA, the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, is. That will not happen in my lifetime unless we get really lucky. The Certified Digital Bookkeeper that we acknowledged up here the other day, the CDBs, our vision is that is on par with the CPA. You go to a party and they ask, hey, what do you do? And you say, I'm a CDB, and everybody knows that, or 90%, whatever the case may be. I'll be long gone. My grandkids will probably be doing something at that point as an adult, but that's my vision, and I'm starting the fire. And so with the DBA, it's our responsibility to promote the brand of the Certified Digital Bookkeeper, to bring professionalism and of the perception of our profession, right? And so we're really going to be out there promoting the Certified Digital Bookkeeper to business owners, right? As a member, we have our directory that we're going to start promoting the hell out of, okay? And when I say promoting the hell out of, I mean that. We've got some great tactics. It's not just online. It's also offline of what we're going to be doing. We want to make sure, basically what I want to do is scare every business owner that if they're not using a CDB, they're missing out, right? I want to scare them to death. Not technically, but I want them to know what these people had to go through that are up here, and hopefully you will commit to. It's not an easy process, but we're going to be doing a lot of stuff right there. We've got a lot of members that have gotten clients off of that directory promotion that we're currently doing, but we can ratchet that up almost to any extreme that we want to right there. So definitely consider that. I don't want to pitch anything. But again, bkxfeedback.com. I just want to thank you. I hope that this has been worth your while. Has it? Yeah. I'd like to bring up, is Deanna here? No? Okay. I'd like to bring up, okay. Hey, Deanna, come up here, please. You're not shy. Don't act like that. Who, me? how many of you were at Bookkeeper Boost in 2017, right? A few of you. And then to see what we did there, which I thought was great, but to see what we've done here, which is just fabulous, is pretty much due, the production and all of this is due to this lady right here, Deanna Rogers. So please give her a round of applause. And also want to give a kudos to the production, the audio. I mean, this has been great, right? Also, my daughter Hannah, who's our social media manager, and Kelly Perry, and Kirsten Reeder, and everybody else at our team who has just poured their heart and soul into this. And you don't know this, but in January of this year, Kelly came to me, and Kirsten came to me and said, hey, the hotel, this one right here, says that we can back out of our contract and get everything back. And I said, hails yes, we're going to do that. I don't want to do this because we've been fighting a battle, right? Scheduled June 2020. Move that to October. And it's not just like, hey, ha-ha, it's not going to be June. It's like you start all over again, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to run a marathon. You get to mile 25, and you're like, oh, nope, go back. No, don't pass go. Don't get $200. Go right back, and let's start over again. And then it gets canceled in October, and we have to refund all these people. That's fun to see all this money just go right out of your account. Lots of fun right there. And then we go, and it's like June. But then the hotel comes back to us because this is January, right? Nobody knows what's really going on. They're like, okay, you can cancel. And I said, hells yes. So Kelly, she's smart, and she didn't. And about a week later, she came to me, and Kirsten came to me. They double-teamed me. They're like, hey, we don't think that you should do that. And I said, why? And they made their reason. I said, okay, this is on you, right? So April of this year, Kelly and I come out to Vegas for our mastermind that Deanna also puts on. That's her production team. That's all her. We come out here, and we're sitting at a restaurant, and I get mad at Kelly because we're going to lose a lot of money. This is the first week of April on BKX. I lost $55,000 on Boost when we did that. You heard about the lobster and the filet and all that stuff. Yeah, that was fun. So we were losing a lot of money, and I got mad. And Kelly left the restaurant, and that's never happened before. And she said I was being an asshole. And I've told her this. I was being an asshole, and I was wrong, and I'm sorry. Now Kirsten didn't see the asshole part, but she saw that I was not very happy. But if it weren't for those two ladies and their hard-headedness, we wouldn't be sitting here today. And I'm so glad that we did that. And for you, I'm so glad that you said, hey, you know what? Screw COVID. You know? I'm going to go and I'm going to do this. I know that you took the precautions that you needed to take, got the vaccination, did what you needed to do, but you got on that plane. That's fun. You drove here, whatever the case may be, and you made the effort. And for that, I'm eternally grateful for you, the first people who ever came to BKX. I'm eternally grateful for you. Those of you that tuned in virtually, I'm thankful for you as well, right, for coming here and experiencing that. And I so hope that you come physically next year. It's great to have virtual, right? But it's not just about the content. It's about the connections. There's no substitute for a physical connection with the person who's next to you. That's why we've talked about all these state groups, right? That's why we've talked about getting together with somebody who knows what you're going through. And so do everything you can. Crawl across broken glass to get there in person to BKX 2022. It's so, so important that you do that. But as you go forward, I want to encourage you to not do anything tonight on your business or tomorrow. Look, I already grimaces here. Or Saturday, or Sunday, but Monday, where you've already made an appointment with yourself. Did you make an appointment already to do this now or tomorrow? I'm going to follow you and just see. And I know that you're adults and you can do whatever in the heck that you want to do, but I'm saying that because it gets your brain just... Remember we talked about how we go on vacation and thoughts start to come to us? But you've taken in a lot of stuff. A lot, right? You've been drinking water from the fire hydrant. You need to let everything settle, okay? And that's why I am highly, highly suggesting that you take the next 3 days and don't even think about your business. But my clients, screw them. For just 3 days, okay? For just 3 days. I got a cold, I can't come, whatever the case may be, you know? But I just really encourage you to do that. Before I close, I do have a couple announcements here that I made. BKXfeedback.com. I need to see the following people up here. You're not in trouble. This is not calling you out of class. But Melissa Rhodes, Michelle Sloan, Tracy Swindle, Michelle Higgins, Jennifer Kale, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, and Vicky Gotha, and Jennifer Adkins. If you guys could see me, ladies, could see me up here after we get done, I would appreciate it. And also, I'm supposed to thank you, Kim, for putting another thing in my head. She's like, hey, can you mention? I'm like, I have to remember something else. Evidently, they're going to a strip club, and everybody who's going to a strip club is supposed to meet over here, right? Oh, karaoke. Is that what they call it now? Karaoke, huh? Is that his name? A stripper named Karaoke. Yeah, that would be. But hey, it's been a wonderful time. I can't wait to see you next year. It's been a pleasure to share this opportunity with you. I've had a great time visiting. I hope that you've had a great time. Thank you. BKX 2021 is out. Ooh, ooh.